This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
His crime is being a man, a father, a husband. His crime is he can't lay down. He's been vindicated. The county exposed for giant child kidnapping sex rings where children were murdered. Years later, was confirmed exactly as he said. But you can't carry a man like that on your shoulders. He's an example to others. No, you have to imprison him and torture him and destroy him. And now the scourge of the giant rape gangs is so bad his own daughter's assaulted. The man admits it on tape. But Tommy Robinson is arrested. That's the nature of tyranny. Tommy, we've got 4 minutes to break. I want you to have a final statement here and host the last 4 minutes.
My final statement would start with where the battle is. The battle is in information. Perfect for InfoWars. The battle is in information in the sense that anyone who's watched the video of what happened with me, it's gone viral. I'm happy that millions have seen it. Millions have seen the truth. But by removing my social media and my ability to talk about it, by taking away my platforms, every mainstream media news outlet is now lying to my country, to everyone, saying a completely different narrative. No mention of an assault against my daughter, just pushing. And they know that most people only read the headline. So pushing the headline that I've attacked someone who's innocent, he's the victim in this, apparently. The man that sexually assaulted my daughter is the victim. Which is why a platform, Alex, or InfoWars, like you have here, and alternative platforms, and you, every single one of you watching this, everyone that shared the video, everyone that's gone on social media and received a ban from Facebook, everyone that's gone on YouTube and re-uploaded it themselves, you're the reason, because I don't have a platform, you're the reason that 4 or 5 million people have watched that video in the last 24 hours. You're the reason. So that's knowing that we are ourselves the media. Alex, my breathing is always terrible, but whilst I'm on that, how I come out of custody... Well, in October, and I needed a break. And I sit here, Alex, and I watch you, and I know the stresses or the pressures that this throws at you, whether it be court cases. I'm in court on the 12th of this month, the 24th of this month, and now the 2nd of April. It is lawfare, okay? They tie you up, and I know you've faced the same prosecutions. You're facing the same attacks against you. So I admire the fact that you haven't even had a break. I've had a break. I went quiet. And when I went quiet, people said, where's Tommy? What's he doing? I was making sure my family are right, my kids are right, because I've had instances at my home. They've had to move. I've had problems. Now I've had this next problem. So, yeah, I've watched as you just crack on, rolling into towns on the top of tanks and that. I just see, every time after I flick through and try and keep up with what's going on, I see Alex Jones steaming into a tank and a megaphone. That's me. Go on, son. Go on. But yeah, I'd like every one of you sharing it. My biggest worry here is that my daughter will think she's done something wrong. Can you imagine the consequence for my 8-year-old child if I'm sent to prison for this? Can you imagine what that's going to be? And I know so many people are talking about coming out and supporting me. It's on the 2nd of April at Luton Magistrates Court. I should not be in court for handling a paedophile who had sexually assaulted my daughter. And he should have been arrested and he hasn't been arrested. I can't believe we've chased up today. My daughter's chased up today. I'm also looking at two other options of private prosecutions because people are threatening to kill me. They're threatening to kill my family. They're threatening to kill my children. No one's arrested. Please do not arrest them. The rule of law is not implemented equally. It's just not. You're seeing the mad craze now. I'm watching what's happening with the refugee crisis. The future... It's worrying for everyone, but where do we start? I've been talking, and look at that. Even that, look, Tommy Robinson arrested for a restraining man who sexually assaulted his daughter. That's on ours. Every other news headline is just that I've attacked someone. And do you know what is more sickening for me? Is what's happened to my daughter, but watching the way it's been used by the left and by the media to completely attack me. You know what? You can hate me. Hate me, yeah? If you want to hate me. Attack me if you want to attack me. But my 8-year-old daughter is innocent in all of this.
Tom, you're absolutely right, but here's the good news. No one I know is buying in. And these police and the government are aiding and abetting the rape of the people. Tommy, we love you. Next week when your big speech comes out, we really want to have you here with us. And please stay in contact, brother, and keep it up. And your daughter knows the truth. She doesn't feel bad. She knows justice. She knows God. She has a great father and a great mother. We got to salute your wife, what she's been through. Thank you so much, Tommy.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'll tell you something personal about me, only because I know you love me and I love you too. And we found victory against the enemy, so what we've done should be studied and looked at so others can be stronger. That people want to turn their emotions off and stop caring because the amount of evil is so incredible. But I don't do that. I just let it all hit me and I take it all in because I may not be Christ-like when it comes to turning the other cheek, but I'm ready to take on the fight and I'm ready to face the enemy for the innocent. And that's why I can cry on demand. Because if I start thinking about the innocents, I can't cry for my grandmother that died 3 years ago. I love so much. Because I know she's with God. But I think about the innocents being tortured just 1 second, and I start crying like a baby. And that tells me as a man, I've got a job to do. And that's why we've got to be wise, and we've got to be judicious, and we have to be very violent with the truth, though, and use it as a weapon and not hold back. You know, when you're in a fight and somebody's hurting you bad, you find that place, either give up or get up and hurt them really bad. And it's at that point you find who you are. But now, our worst analysis is true. What all the old timers told us, what the Bible told us, it's all 100% real. It's sad. But you know what? We can't sit there and lay down to it. And so we got to do whatever it takes. But I tell you, all you out there shooting your mouths off about when the UN helmets come, you're going to kill some people. They're not going to come in UN helmets. They're going to come as school teachers and professors and bureaucrats and police that the enemy controls. So if you're not down at the city council and the PTA and the school board and at the Capitol, state and federal, and if you're not praying to God every night, and if you're not taking action, you're never gonna kill people when the time comes. That's easy. Killing people's like wiping your ass. It ain't hard. And it's not hard for people like us, and they know that. They're scared of us. If we used our knowledge for evil, it'd be unbelievable. But we're not evil. That's why we've been given power. We don't want the power. And so we don't use our rightful birthright and power because it seems arrogant to us. Well, you better start using that power, ladies and gentlemen. Or all you men that sit there and, oh, world government ever takes over, they ever try something on me, I'll go to war. Yeah, I haven't seen jack crap out of those people. But the listeners and viewers of this show, that's why it's a sickening thing when you call in and tell me how great I am, because I'm just doing my job and so are you. You're awesome. The fact that you came here, the fact that we're together, that's all you need to know about the universe. Because the Lord works in mysterious ways. But I was thinking this morning, I thought right after I worked out and took a shower, I thought, should I tell the globalist how much I've enjoyed their persecution? How much it's made me stronger? How I thank God for allowing that to happen? Will that make them persecute me even more? And I think the only way to tell the story is just to tell the story about the thought. I don't know. But I haven't enjoyed the things that have happened, but then I do enjoy them later. The worst things ever happened to me in my life are the best things ever happened to me later. And we just have to get to the point where we're not scared of these people anymore. And we're not intimidated by them anymore. And it's all very sophisticated. It's hard with words to describe it. I know you as an audience, some people that are informed and involved and interfaced with God, you understand what I'm saying. But it comes down to this. We didn't come here looking for the fight. And we don't want the power. But those that want to carry out these satanic operations are going to get everything they're looking for. They're going to get stomped, every bone they've got broken, every eye gouged out, and we're going to tear their spiritual guts out. And we are going to throw them into the pit of hell forever where they deserve to go. Because justice is right. Justice is wrought. Justice is good. And they will not escape God. They will never escape justice. And I don't take pleasure in the fact that there are people that serve evil. But I take extreme victory out of the fact that we're going to remove them off the backs and the souls of our young people and the young spirits coming into the universe. Because we can do incredible things through Christ. All things are possible. And we're going to do it. And I realized this morning, I already knew this, but it was a moment of perfect peace, that as long as they can't demoralize you and make you feel like a loser, even if you're being lined up to be guillotined or firing squatted or drawn and quartered, as long as you trust in God and center your soul with God, there's no power the enemy has that has any chance against us. But you must totally trust in God. And all I can say is, I've never asked God for things. When I'm in the presence of God, since I was a little child, I'm just like, I'm in the presence of God. I'm not going to sit there and tell God what to do. And that spirit comforts you. It's so strong. And then God says, I really don't want to see you hurt. But you see what they're doing to other people. Are you ready to really get hurt bad? And you say, yeah, I'm ready to be hurt. So there's a hedge that if it falls, everyone will be hit by. And God says, I'm going to take the hedge down a little bit. You feel that? That's what the children are being hit with. I want more and more and more and more. And there's a point each time you go through the spiritual pain that you get even closer to God. And by the points I've reached the last few years, it's all a joke, and it's finally clear sailing, except you see all the people that can't even imagine the power of the Almighty Creator of all the universe and all consciousness ready to give you everything. But you have free will, and you must reject Satan. You look at Joe Biden and Hillary and Xi Jinping. They physically look like piles of maggots. They can't talk. They have no energy. They have nothing. They're dead. But they have helicopters and money and everyone bowing to them. It means nothing. True slaves and those that are deceived follow them. And so we can laugh at those that are deceived all day long, but we should mourn. Because that is a group of souls that are going to be taken into a whole another creation, a black hole. And who will be fed on for eternity. Not through God's hate or animus, not through God's sadistic system, but through God's perfect understanding of free will and giving you consciousness. And if you choose the devil, then it is what you deserve. We have a special guest joining us. I just can't read these headlines at a certain point. It's insane. And it's going to get more insane by the minute. Look at this headline, Infowars.com. Democrat councilwoman shows support for leftists wanting to intentionally spread coronavirus to Trump supporters. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Alex Jones Show.
Here back live broadcasting worldwide. I wanted to play this clip. The full interview is on Infowars.com. It's gone viral. Roger Stone talks about accepting Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Now, I don't want to put Roger down, but if I tell you the real Roger Stone, it doesn't fit into the tough guy kind of villain persona that they put on him that he adopted and accepted. He's a smart guy. He's a very loving guy. Cares about his wife. Cares about his dogs. Cares about his family. He's very smart. But he's kind of like a nerd trying to act tough. And I had talks with him because I met him like 7 years ago at JFK thing. But I've known him like 5 years now. He said, "I noticed your inner strength." He wasn't BSing and your discernment. Hey, talk about God. And I had discussions with him about Jesus. And discussions about how there are no atheists in foxholes. And I wouldn't call him really an atheist, but he was more agnostic. And it's got to be 2 years ago, I prayed with Roger Stone in my office. I said, "Give me your hand. Let's pray to Jesus for protection and for strength." And he talked about, to me personally, the strength he felt from that. And he said, "It's just amazing. You know, I see the religious establishment and the corruption, and I just think it's all BS. But under these attacks, I just feel drawn to God. And this is real evil we're facing." And he saw the drag queen story times and the pedophilia and just the evil of the Democrats. He's like, "Is it really real?" See, a lot of people think, "Oh, this evil's coming out. It's winning." No, this is it throwing a fit. It had to be covert before. This is its temper tantrum. The fact that it's so out in the open, a lot of people that didn't believe in God before go, "Well, these people act exactly like demons." So you see it in the news, "Oh, Roger, so he gets a pardon and says he's a big Christian now." No, he got encouraged by this black pastor I know he's been friends with 5 years. They talk like almost every day. Roger just talks about him constantly. I wouldn't say it's a gay way, but it's like in love with him. The guy's married, nice guy. But, I mean, Roger really likes Christians. And just like Trump, Trump was brought up a Protestant. And, you know, okay, God, yeah, but, you know, I'm so confident I don't need all that. I mean, I've had private conversations with Trump now. He's got Jesus. He said like 3 years ago, he goes, "I've grown a lot." He goes, "And now I've seen a lot, and I need God." And Trump told me personally, he said, "When I'm in there with those 100 preachers laying their hands on me," he goes, "I've not felt power like that at a rock concert. Not at a Daytona 500." He used that example. He's been at that before. "Not when I get, you know, my best golf score." He said, "Man, the energy of Christians." He's telling me over the phone. He goes, this is when he was president-elect. He goes, "I'm going to change that law where the IRS harasses the churches." And he did. And I said, "Sir, I'm not like one of those Pharisee Christians. You don't have to tell me you're a Christian." And he goes, no. "I just want you to know. I know it's real." The president told me that. So this is a big revival. And if you study the Bible, you notice who really leads the fights. It's not ever the goody-two-shoe Pharisee who's the priest up there telling you how good they are. It's Moses, you know, who was part of the system and, you know, and later got in trouble for killing somebody. Or King David wants somebody's wife so bad he sends his best friend off to die because he's got to have her. And then later he's ready to kill himself and he's told to, God judges his soul and goes, "No, you have repented. You're a man after my own heart. God has these passions. God's omnipresent and pure and good, but God understands everything and weighs it. And so people said, oh, is Roger Stone really taking Jesus as his personal savior? I'm not bragging, as I like to say, it's just giving you the truth that I've prayed with Roger. And he brought up to me. And when I talk about God with him at dinner in person, he wasn't manipulating. He at that age in his life, almost 70, all he's been through, he now understands that. And that's a good thing. And we should celebrate that. And we should accept Roger, who was never a hypocrite about going to gay pride parades, and who is a wild guy. But his wife's a Christian, and she's been wild too. I've been wild. Nobody is judging anybody here. God judges the heart. And so I just welcome Roger publicly proclaiming his faith in Jesus Christ into that. And I think we should all welcome him, because there are no atheists in foxholes. You come under satanic attack, buddy, you get Jesus, or you bow to Satan, and you get destroyed. There's nothing like having the devil on your ass to get you to get over to Jesus. And the minute they're doing all their evil stuff to you and persecute you, the minute you just call on Jesus in the middle of the night, for real, and don't just tell Jesus what to do, or don't just say, Jesus, I need your help. That's when you're going to get Jesus. And folks, I'm not up here like some preacher, man. Let me tell you. I mean, I never bragged about it or all that kind of stuff, but I've had a few girlfriends and done a few things and beat people to death and things like that. I mean, I'm Mr. Worldly, but I'm telling you, Jesus is the only thing that's going to fix this, period. Here's what Roger Stone had to say.
The only fear I have is not being right with God. And where are you on that score?
I feel pretty good, because I've taken Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And it's given me enormous strength and solace, because He knows what's in my heart.
Boom! And I told Roger to do that publicly. 6 months ago, I said, Christ, when they hauled him off to be tortured and killed, people denied him, and others didn't. And that's the public endorsement of Christ is what Christ wants. Jesus Christ. His establishment church is wanting to say his name because the devil hates it. All right. Our guest is with us for the rest of the hour. I appreciate her holding while I got it. We're going to break in a few minutes. It's Super Tuesday. Deanna Lorraine is amazing. She's super smart and a very beautiful woman. Chris Matthews got fired for saying our guest was beautiful. She's a very radiant, even in person. Wow. What a God's creations. We're very thankful for her. Drag queen story time and pedophiles is fine with kids, but just don't tell a woman she's beautiful. You're very beautiful as well. I'm not supposed to say that, so I'm going to say it. DeannaForCongress.com. We're going to go to break in about a minute and a half, but what are you going to cover when we come back?
First of all, you can call me beautiful. I'm beautiful all day long, and I love it. It's not sexist. I just think it's amazing. So thank you for that. We're going to talk about, you know, what's going on with the elections right now, and also my mobile billboard bus that has been driving around San Francisco trolling Nancy Pelosi and all her failures and mistakes. We can talk about Drag Queen Story Hour, and we can talk about God and bringing God and Christian values back to America, and anything else you want to talk about.
Oh, amazing. And again, you're running against Nancy Pelosi, win, lose, or draw. It doesn't matter. You got in the arena. You have used the platform. You've reached. Any idea how many people you've reached since you got in the arena?
I think it's millions. I mean,
honestly,
this is
on this show, you reach millions. You're everywhere. I would say you've reached probably a billion people worldwide. I'd say you've probably reached 100 million in the U.S. You have absolutely taken action.
Absolutely. And if people from other countries even are fans of me. You know, I've got people in Sweden or Canada, Great Britain, that say that they want a mini Trump and mini Deanna Lorraine. And they're very inspired and they want to take action, too. So this isn't just a nationwide thing. This is international. It's a movement that we began.
All right. Stay there. Let's talk about that, because that's the key. We're not just fighting in America. We're fighting worldwide.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, sortable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's March 3rd, Tuesday, 2020, 2:44 out from the election. The annual rain running against Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is our guest. You know, I got sent this by Roger and by his personal lawyer, Tyler Nixon, a few days ago, and I never put it out. It's not violating Judge Jackson's order, but it's just simply Roger's message of victory and vengeance.
the two V's. Victory and vengeance. So that's Roger Stone's message there today. Again, I just have to be real with listeners. It's a problem I have now. 20 years ago, I would like lovingly, dripping with salivating. I would like, oh, look at the leftists. Oh, they did this. And, oh, look, they did that. Now it's so horrible. I look at it once, and then it's almost evil to put it on air. And I'm not covering stuff up, but I'm being honest with the listeners. I don't want to say the enemy's getting to me. I just, man, I don't want to look at like new videos of full grown men humping little girls. Now at the drag queen story time, they like hump them. And it's, because the normal response is to go after those people. But I know we've got to expose it politically. So I've got to get some therapy or something. And I'm serious because they're doing this to burn us out and just make us give up. And quite frankly, at one level it is, because I make myself look at this stuff. And then I go out and I'm too pissed to paint with my children. So I've been praying to God every minute, literally internally, like, show me the way to fight this and to expose it, but to not go, because you look in the abyss too long, you become a monster. You become the abyss. You fight monsters, you become, I mean, like, and that's their plan. They just think they put this green smoke out, and it's just so evil. This is them openly showing who they are. Oh, we don't get control? Well, we're going to do this with your kids. Well, they don't have all the kids. They're just showing you kids they captured. And, you know, the big, fat, ugly men in clown outfits, little girls crying when they rub themselves on them, that's bad enough. But when I watch the mothers rubbing their thighs together and weird men and the people in the background getting off on this pedophilic stuff, that's what hurts me. It's like, really, there's that many people that are gone. So I know you want to talk about the campaign and all the things you're doing and the insanity of what's unfolding. Deanna Lorraine running for Congress against Pelosi. Your predictions for Super Tuesday and what's coming. And if you don't win today, we'd love to try to get you as a talk show host here on air. Let's just get that officially out to you. We want to hire you. That'll cause a feeding frenzy of folks. Other folks calling you, that's fine. We'll just get it out in the open. So I'm courting you to be a talk show host here on air. But how do you deal with stuff like this? I mean, how do you personally, living in San Francisco around this, I just can't do it.
I feel sick to my stomach, Alex. It really makes me sick, and it's disturbing that so many people are even okay with this. You know, that there is something called Drag Queen Story Hour that their parents are dragging their children to, 3 years old or 4 years old. And I've been to Pride parades before to try to see, you know, maybe it's innocent. You know, maybe I'll just believe what they say and it's all innocent. But no, it's not innocent, because these people are, you know, dragging their three-year-old wearing rainbow pride gear, and it's pedophilia, you know. And then we've got these five-year-old kids dancing and showing their butts and everything. This is not okay. It's straight-up pedophilia. It's out in the open, and it's sickening. So what are we going to do about it? I mean, I get really sick about it. I personally would pass what I call the Protect America's Children Act, and you can check that out in my platform at DeannaForCongress.com. The Protect America's Children Act would try to remove completely or at least heavily reduce the pedophilic, the gender, the sex, the abortion type of curriculum in our schools, because it's so widespread. And that's very beautiful.
Whether you win or not, Congress needs to take that up. Here's an article on InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson. School in Brooklyn hands out drag queen and training stickers to four-year-olds without parent consent. This is perverts coming after your kids. Good God.
No more perverts. As Trump said, no more perverts in office. We can't have any more perverts, and it's sick. And it's normalizing. That's the worst thing about it, Alex, is these kids are walking around encouraged to try on a different gender. Encouraged, you know, and they're having mastectomies at age 10 or 15. These boys, these girls are cutting off their breasts, their healthy breasts. These boys are wanting to be women at 15 years old. It's disgusting, and it's so scary. We're robbing them of their childhood. What happened to preserving children's innocence? What happened to that? There's
these
nothing
demons,
wrong with
a lot of them are convicted pedophiles, literally wanting to feed on our children. and they're just launching their full attack. Let me ask you this. Looking at Joe Biden, I'm sure you saw the video. He's endorsed Beto to be a national gun czar to confiscate all guns. Did you see that video? What the hell is that?
You know, these people want socialism, right? They want to confiscate our guns. They want to get rid of our guns. They want to leave us defenseless. And they want us to be totally okay with it. I mean, look at Beto and Biden. I mean, they're such a little cute little couple there. Can you imagine one of them being commander-in-chief? I mean, that's frightening to think of one of them being
commander-in-chief. I'd have to leave the country if Beto was president or Biden. And the thing is it emblematic for you that Biden literally is degenerating every day, can barely talk, and thinks that Super Thursday is when the election is, and they keep him up there? What are they thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking, honestly. I think it's helpful to people like you and I. It's actually really helpful to get to our campaign that they're keeping these senile, incoherent people up there talking about corn pops, talking about kids grabbing onto his very legs in the pool. You know, I mean, what is that? But it's a gift to my campaign. It's a gift to people like Trump. We need to keep them talking. We need to keep them having their mouthpieces out there.
Deanna, you're a gift to America and the world, and I'm going to mail you a $50 external mic because your voice is incredible in person, but you always use internal mics. But let's play a clip of what I just mentioned. Here is last night in Texas. They went to Whataburger and said, we're at a chicken place, folks. It's a hamburger place. Just shows the disconnect. Beto cooks hamburgers and puts them on English muffins. I mean, only a Martian would act like that. It's calling it World War II. The Nazis had infiltrators. They were like, we're here for petrol. And they're like, no, we call it gas. Boom, you're dead. Well, here he is endorsing Beto as the anti-gun czar.
I want to make something clear. I'm going to guarantee you this is not last year's scene of this guy. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one who leads this effort. I'm counting on you.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
You're going to I'm going to make fun of people that have had brain injuries, but I mean, we all know him. Biden is literally in dementia. The Democrats have someone with dementia stumbling around like an undead. Where does this go?
Well, again, it's helpful to us because they keep on getting more and more dementia, and at the same time, we get stronger. You know, someone like me who's very a strong advocate with a strong voice.
Yes, I would say you're the opposite. You're glowing and well-spoken, and Biden is rotting.
Yeah, and so is Nancy Pelosi, by the way. They're all rotting.
Well, let's talk about her. I know folks that know her personally. They say up close, I'm not being mean, that she literally is frightening.
I think it speaks to their demonic tendencies, right? The demon is inside these people. It's satanic. These people are ugly on the inside, and they're ugly on the outside, and they're not aging very well. But, Alex, when you have God within you, working through you, you become more beautiful. You become more glowing. And I think that really speaks to
something. Believe me, I've experienced it. You're absolutely right. I've been in churches growing up that weren't fake, like the people were glowing when they were praising God. I remember being a little kid going, what the? Like, I saw women that were, like, just glowing like angels.
Like the fountain of youth, Alex. You know, and I think that's the fountain of youth, is having God work through you. And that's how I think. I only speak the truth, and truth is from God. I don't do it, you know, I think...
By the way, major studies show that Christians and people live longer. I mean, it literally is the fountain of youth. You can energize your cells with Christ. Folks, I'm not here harping on Christ all day. It's everything. I mean, I've gone through the darkness. It's only Christ. It's only Christ. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Infowars sponsor at Infowarsstore.com has high quality durable food at the lowest price you're going to find. They've not raised prices yet, but they're up to 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks for delivery, depending on the item. They're under-promising, over-delivering. But everybody else has been sold out for a month. We told you about the FEMA emergency first. We told you about the cover-up first. Whether this virus is super deadly or not, they're using the crisis that has come with it to take over and have power and control. Trump is not trying to do that. But there's no doubt that everyone I talk to, including myself, I'm not trying to cough here on air to like illustrate this. I can't stop. I talked to Tyler Nixon during the break, Roger Stone's lawyer. He hadn't been sick in years. He's has pneumonia. He's super sick right now. Flew back from D.C. Everybody I know that's flown is super sick.
That's what Steve Pachinik said a month ago. He said it's already all over the U.S. That's confirmed now. It's race-specific, though. It mainly kills Asians. Well, that's still a problem. It's still sad. We care about them. But it's the globalist launching this. It's man-made right now. That's why you've got to be concerned. So check that checklist off to get high-quality, affordable food. The only place you're going to get it at five times less than store cost, because they mark it up, is InfoWarsStore.com. And if I lied to you and said, oh, it's 7 days delivery, we'd have five times the orders, but I won't do it. The truth is, it's about 4 week delivery, they told me. They said, don't say that on air because people get mad, but most of our stuff's 4 weeks, but some of it's 6-7 weeks with specialty items, so don't tell them that. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. But on the corporate contract, 6 to 8 weeks, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all the other great items, DNA Force Plus, X2. Boosting your immune system is just as important as having these horrible foods. For economic collapse, for war, for whatever, it lasts 25 years. With inflation, you buy it, it locks in the cost, save money that way. It's a great investment, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Paul Watson's about to take over, but Deanna Lorraine running for Congress against Nancy Pelosi. You're a winner any way you slice this in a rigged district like that. And you've gone through a lot in your fight against her. What do you expect to see tonight, and what do you expect to see in the future? Because we know her expiration date, like Joe Biden's, up.
There's going to be a lot of funny business, I think, going on with ballot harvesting, and, you know, I think the election is a bit rigged. But I do hope to see a miracle. You know, I hope to see some unexpected, surprising results tonight with a lot of people voting.
All right. Well, her Skype's a little hammered, and it's broken up right now. We'll see if that reconnects. The miracle of Skype. I would just tell everyone using Skype, go to Radio Shack's out of business. Go online. Go wherever. Hell, we ought to sell them. Get a $20 mic external or a $50. The $50 ones are amazing. In fact, I would almost say this is like $300, $400 mic, whatever it is, $500. I don't know what this costs, this Electro Voice, that a little cheap $50 mic is better. I mean, it's incredible. It's like iPhone mics are so good now that the recordings I do in my house on iPhone sound better than a expensive microphone and a $3,000 tube amplifier in there. It's just incredible what technology has done. In fact, we're looking, and I may just go to like a little $50 mic in there because it's just going to be better. Anyways, we've lost her. We hope she wins tonight, but regardless, she won by taking action in this political campaign. We really appreciate her. Deanna Lorraine for Congress, DeannaForCongress.com. Okay. Oh, she's back now. Let's get her to say bye to us. So what are you expecting tonight? Where are you going from here, Deanna?
I think there's going to be some unexpected results tonight, Alex. I think that we're going to see a big turnout for me. I would love to have all the info warriors that really can
turn out. Listen, your mic's out, but we love you. If you can get an external mic down the street, come back on the War Room. Owen Schroyer coming up. Thank you so much. Yeah, and it's not a big deal. We're not mad. There's political or technical problems. That happens. It sounds like she's sending us a transmission from Pluto right now. So I'm going to stick a fork in it. We're done at that point. Okay. I've seen three videos the last week of, because this is all mapped out, whether it's Europe or here, it's the same plan. They're now humping the children at Drag Queen Storytime. You saw that a few months ago, 6 months ago, but now it's like they're going to be porking them soon, okay? And you know, I got so many articles here that I could cover and so many videos, but I really just have to keep announcing they're trying to have sex with our children. But let me just do this. Let me just behave myself. And the last time we have here before Paul Watson takes over, let me just read you headlines. Because I actually read these articles, a lot of them. Probably 10% of these articles, I read the whole thing. The rest I scan over. Let me just do this without comment. That's probably the best thing I can do here in the time we have left. Scientific study claims liberals are having fewer male babies because, and they say we're aborting males because they're bad. China says abort the girls. Boys are girls, don't. As if a male is bad because he's a male. That is so beyond racist. It's just like aliens did this. See, I said I just read headlines. I could talk a whole show about this study. I'm not a victim, but you talk about PTSD, man. Watching this, and mothers going, I love my daughter, would have had a whole great life, but it was a two-day abortion. They put chemicals in the baby, fought for its life, and I felt so powerful when it died and finally stopped kicking. And you're like, what the freaking, what the hell? Dude, Hellraiser movies aren't like a demon going, and the baby fought for its life, and then it's Democrats, it's liberals, they're demons! Oh, my God. Sorry, that's just one article. See, look at all these. I probably got 500 articles right here. They're all just as sick and insane, and it's what they're doing to everybody right now. Scientific study reports liberals are having fewer male babies on purpose. Vegan demands neighbors, and government's doing this, not cook meat because it smells bad. How about we not smell your stinking death, you stinking scum? Watch, homeowner repels thieves with motion-activated water sprinkler. That was a fun one I'll never have time to get to. Putin puts out a doctrine I agree with. Seeks to create conditions so that nobody wants to fight us. Hope for peace, prepare for war. Coronavirus, Inc., Shep Gorka, and the CPAC Thought Police. I never got into the gay whale. Gorka, and I mean, the guy's a nothing, but he's a great museum piece of an empty flath rag. Top U.S. doctor says coronavirus now an outbreak, possibly a pandemic. U.S. orders cap on Chinese state media personnel because they're really spies in the U.S. Approximately 15 Sacramento County election staff to not work Tuesday due to coronavirus concern. That's already affecting election. Democrat councilwoman shows support for leftists wanting to intentionally spread coronavirus to kill Trump supporters. They say, if you get it, go to their events and spread it. And hell, California last year legalized if you have HIV, spreading it, or hepatitis. Now they got a bill to legalize pedophilia. He'll probably pass too. Look at that whacked out woman with that crazy evil look in her eyes who believes like being evil is powerful. Lady, you're walking into a whole nother world. You want to get rid of chivalry as a woman and you're going to be a bioweapon? I mean, you know what really will happen to you, Cupcake. You ever actually spread coronavirus in public, you're going to get locked up in a supermax prison for the rest of your life. And I don't take pleasure in that, but that's where demons go. They're just flirting with, is it poking the bear, poking the bear. Pokey, poke, 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 poke. It's like, why'd you do that to me? It's like Black Lives Matter goes to some black council member's home and starts threatening him and banging on his door. He comes up with a gun and says, get off my porch. They go, we're black. Leave us. He's like, get off my porch at 2 a.m. Stop threatening me. So that's what Senator, leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, should have done. People are like, we're going to stab you. We're going to kill you. We're going to burn your house down. Mitch McConnell stayed inside. This dude came out and said, I'll shoot your ass. And they left. I mean, what the hell, man? You want to rape our kids? We'll break your ribs. I guarantee you, Tommy Robinson, and I'm not saying he should have hurt the guy, wouldn't have just beat the guy up. He'd have bashed that guy's brains out. They'd have dropped it. Because it would have been final. See, instead, they don't arrest the pedophile, and he goes to jail. That's why you got to, in my view, well.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at tcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.